This shiur has been dedicated L'chobed Zecharya v'Shoshana Westreich v'Yelidei Beisom. Yehi Ratzon sheyizku l'toira u'l'hatzlacha v'nachas l'oirech yomim m'shanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says, Hara Baran, v'shapach v'kisa, that v'shapach v'kisa, the Gemara says, v'mash v'shapach v'yechaseh, that with this that he was shaytich, he shaked with his hands, he asked to be mechaseh with his hands. Sh'lo yechaseh with the regal, that he should not be mechaseh down with the regal. Sh'lo yehei mitzvah v'zuyos olam, the mitzvah should not be bezuyos on him. And we medayakrated several times the Lashon, Shaloye mitzvah bezuyos olav, right? The Gemara doesn't say we shouldn't bezuy mitzvah. The Gemara uses the Lashon Shaloye mitzvah bezuyos olav. The Gemara uses bezuy mitzvah, but the Pshat is it's a quick way of saying Shaloye mitzvah bezuyos olav. Because the end of Islam mitzvah is that a person can't be mevazel mitzvah. The mitzvah is given by the Eibush. It's impossible for you to go ahead and be mevazel mitzvah, do anything to the Eibush's mitzvah. The pshat is that we have a desperate need to give cover to the mitzvah. The reason why we give cover for the mitzvah is not for the sake of the mitzvah, but rather, the reason why we give cover to the mitzvah is for our own sake. Because since we, lemaisa, stand so much to gain from the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, to this that we stand to gain from the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, that's what's mechayev us to go ahead and be mechaber the mitzvah. And the Rambam over here in Hilchos Shechita has a very interesting lashon. The Rambam over here is the last lach Hilchos Shechita. So it's taki talking as the reason why the Rambam said it's fancy is taki, because a lot of times the Rambam likes to be going with his baritone. But the Rambam over here says, they should not be noyeg and minig bezoyin to the mitzvahs. The yiu, and the end result will be that mitzvahs bezuyas olam. The end result will be that the mitzvahs are bezuyas olam. She'ena kovid la'atzman shal mitzvahs. El l'misha tziva ben baruch hu. Right, the mitzvahs are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam like too, the tzilonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like giving us the mitzvahs, he saved us from a mashmesh b'chayshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like giving us the mitzvahs, he stopped us from groping around in the dark. V'orach ha'yisonu ner l'yasher ha'ma'akshin, and he gave us the or to go ahead and straighten out all the crookedness. V'or l'hoyres nesivas ha'yasher, and he gave us a light that we could see the correct path. And it brings the pasuk near the rally to the recha of the early mitzvahsi. The pshat is when a person is mechaber the mitzvah, the person does that with the realization of what the mitzvah is. If a person realizes that the mitzvah is a near the ragli the early mitzvahsi, that the tachlos of the mitzvah is Atilani Lamashmesh Bakhaishat, the mitzvahs are saving us, pulling us out of the dark, and it's nearly Yashra and action. V'or Lahoyas Nasiva Sayyashir, so Naila, how could a person help himself back from being mechaber the mitzvah? So the Kavanah of mitzvah is for us because it gives to us a recognition through other nipal kafipu leisav to what the mitzvah actually is. And we mentioned before the Rambam at the end of the surah Mizbeach, when the Rambam talks about what you should bring for a carbon. So the Rambam says, talking about that a person brings a carbon, you should bring from the mukhar. Says, "V'hu adin b'chol davar shula shem." So anything which a person does for the Eibishta, sheyim in hanov atay. That he should do it from the Noam the Tait in Bonabase Tila. So a person builds a shul, he had Noam the Beit Yishuvah, the shul should be nicer than his dwelling place. Hechel Rav, if a person feeds a poor man, Yachav and Atayiv HaMosek Shel B'Shayna, he should give him the shul's Roshchon, he should give him the best food that he has. Kisa Arm, giving him the Arm one of your suits. Yechasman HaYofa Shebetusay, you have to go ahead and give the nicest suits. So the Belt Shels here on the Rambam. The Rambam says three examples. Right? One is you build a shul. You should build a shul which is nice on your house. The second thing is that you give someone to eat, you should give them the best food on your table. And you give someone clothing, you should give them the best clothing available, right? So Shabbos is like this. Fish letting you understand that a person builds a shul. You should build a shul which is nice on his house. That's like a kveit shemayim. When you go ahead and you feed him the ani, the steak, you should give him the ani from the best that's on the table, right? Now, l'chaira, Machayr would make sense that if the Oni, I'm trying to remember, the person is the Gevir, and he was on a very, very high standard, right? He's dealing with an Oni. With this Oni, his whole life lived on a low standard. The Oni, if you talk to him, he's not even a Bar Hochi to appreciate the type in the Masik Shabbos Shachanek. If you give the Oni the second to Masik or the third to Masik, right, the Oni will be gone scientifically. It's more than the Oni ever dreamed in his whole life, right? And if you talk about it, the Oni isn't even capable of knowing the chiluk between the type and the second type. When you're giving the Oni the suit, right? They said if you give him the nicest suit of the Asher, he's going to give the Oni the nicest suit that he owns. So if you talk to him, he doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't know how to appreciate it. He's just as sufficient with the second, with the third. So why happen you have to give to the Oni? Why do you have to give the Oni the nicest? So the Teretz is partial. The Teretz is the reason why you're giving the Oni the nicest is not what type is the Oni. It's not a mitzvah for Adam Chaveri to give the Oni the nicest. It's not a mitzvah but other lechaveri to give him the nicest food and the nicest sus. It's a mitzvah other lemak. The reason why you have to give the Ani the best is because for yourself. The reason why you have to give the Ani the best is for you to work on your attitude towards Nesina Tzedakah. For you to work on your attitude towards being Malbish Arum, towards your attitude of being Machor Eivim. That it's, you're working on yourself. The reason why you give the Ani his best is for you, it's not for the Ani. So the same way you understand that when you're giving the Ani the best, it's for yourself and not for the Ani, so then you go weiter when the first example of the Rabbah, when you go ahead and you build the shul, the nicest the shul, Abad is quite Shemayim, because you want to know who you're doing before you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for yourself that when you walk into the Beis HaKnesses, and the Beis HaKnesses is Yofi Mideisai, what's the message that that's going to give to you every single time you walk into the shul? It's going to give you the message of the Rabbah and Saita of the Shechita, the Ne'er Rally the Varecha. And that's what you're trying to do. But then that's the shout out of the Lord. Shleim mitzvah b'zuyis olam. When a person is mechaber the mitzvah, what he's really doing is really working for himself. So the Sharm writes, that's a chelik from Yira, that's a chelik on the avodah Sayira to give kavod to mitzvahs. But al kapodim, the yisoid is not the bizu mitzvah. You can't do anything to the mitzvah. You can't take away from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not chamachulid be'etzem. Avad the yisoid is shleim mitzvah b'zuyis olam, that the mitzvah should not be buzzing in your eyes, that you yourself should work on the kveid mitzvahs and the kveid shemayim. Just one more vote, a very interesting vote. The Gemara over here goes weiter, and the Gemara discusses this, the famous sugya of Asara Zehuvim. The Gemara says, Maisa v'echa sheshochat, that there's a person, somebody who shechted, the kodem chaveri v'kisa, and his chaver came and was mechase, the chaver Rabbi Gamliel litam l'yud Zehuvim. Rabbi Gamliel was mechayev him to give Yud Zehuvim for the mitzvah which he had taken away from this person. The Mechayev to pay him Yud Zehuvim. Agav, Darkei Teshuva says that this man is there, you can't manai Yud Zehuvim. But he said it was doubtful his manai and a mitzvah chaviva salayim. That a person understood that a mitzvah is not worth Yud Zehuvim. So mele, about the mitzvah chaviva salayim, so mele, you can go ahead and you can mechayev Yud Zehuvim. But if the mitzvah is not worth the person who was stolen from anything, or too much, so badly, you can't go ahead, then you can't be mighty, or even this man is there, we're not mighty, it's in tapas like mafkinan, but the tapas like mafkinan has to only be to see the chashivas of the mitzvah, not anymore. Anyway, the Gemara goes right over here, and the Gemara says that there was a meister, the Rebbe over here had a problem with the min, and the min started up with Rebbe, and it was Yosef Hanei to Gimel Yomim, and then a tzeduki came to the door, just when he was about to eat, and the tzeduki, he invited the tzeduki in for the meal, and then by Birchas HaMazin, he asked the tzeduki whether Kaisho Brocha Atta Shaiseh, or Arboim Zehuvim Atta Neitam. You have a choice, either you can take a Kaisho Brocha, or you could take 40 Zehuvim. Right, that was the choice Rebbe gave him. So the Gemara says that he took the Arboim Zehuvim. The Taisus asks, and this is not the Kasha. Taisus asks that L'chaira, Birchas HaMazon with the Kaisho Bracha, is 5 brachas, right? That Birchas HaMazon with Kaisho Bracha is 5 brachas. Because besides 4, the regular 4 brachas, in Birchas HaMazon, you also have a Beri Pri HaGofen on the Yayin. But since you also have the Beri Pri HaGofen on the Yayin, so Nail, the Shaila over here was the Shaila of 5 brachas. I'm not sure why it's not 6 of the Bracha Achreinim. Maybe because you only have to drink Mo'ed Lugum will take his hold. And Mo'ed Lugum, we can't make a Bracha Achreinim. So maybe there's no Shaila of a Bracha Achreinim. But Al-Kapanim, in fact, Taisis, what? Taisis refines. Yeah. Because he's Zuhum. Emphatizes that this is going according to the man Yom who holds, they don't make a Bracha Rishayna on the Kaisar Bracha. They don't have to make a Bracha Rishayna on the Kaisar Bracha. So the Shach, bring down this thesis. And the Shach asks on this thesis two kashas. First of all, Fektashach, that Lahalacha we don't pass like that on the Yomah. Lahalacha we pass him. Lahalacha we pass him. That we do make a very pre-agofen on the Kesha Bracha. So if with Lahalacha we pass him, that you do make a very pre-agofen on the Kesha Bracha, so Menela, if the pshat in this brisa can only be at the 40 zehuvim is because you don't make a bracha on the kaisho bracha, so the bracha shayin the kaisho bracha. So Menela, this gemara, this brisa is a tiyufta to the man the yomah. We pass the mic. How could we make a bracha shayin? Taisa says this brisa on the shins according to the man the yomah holds you don't make a bracha shayin. Ibazai is dachshar from this brisa on us. Right? From the Shachir said the Bryce of Rebbe, the Tana. So this Bryce is like carried from the other Amir. That's cash number one. Cash number two is very interesting to cash. We already took a poll. Right? We call the Kaisho Bracha Kaisho Bracha. Why is the Kaisho Bracha called the Kaisho Bracha? So the only time the reason why Kaisho Bracha is called the Kaisho Bracha is because you make a Birkas Hamas and not the Kaisho Bracha. Right? So the Shasta is not the chat. The Shasta, the reason why Kaisho Bracha is called the Kaisho Bracha is because Miyakit Asmei for a Beri Pri Agof. Because the Chi of Beri Pri Agof. The word Bracha on Kaisho Bracha is referring to the Beri Pri Agof, not to the mention. Let's tie it to Shasta. As the Kaisho Bracha is a Kais which stands out by itself, that it's Mechayiv you now to go ahead and make a Beri Pri Agof. Kaisho Kiddush is a very is a Kaisho Bracha. Because Mechayiv you now to go ahead and make a Beri Pri Agof. As I tie it to Shasta. What? Next to Beri Pri Agofen. Right now, I'm a chuyiv of Bal Karchiv to go ahead and Beri Pri Agofen because of this case.
The
Okay, you have to make. I'm saying, we don't really do Kaisho Brachos Tech Asuda, really. And the Mike said, you don't make an Agofen. Right, the guy who's Paris Mapul Makadish, right? The guy who's Paris Mapul Makadish, he's going Friday straight into Shabbos, he makes Tuesday out of anywhere for him. So I'm not understanding on this. But I like Tayyat Hashach. Neil, Tayyat Hashach, the Kaisho Bracha obviously is a very big offense, so he said he doesn't know Pshad and Tayyat. And for the Shach, that he says a Poshin Teretz, not the Shach. Mamash a Poshin Teretz. He says the only time when you pay Asar Zehuvim are for Mitzvah Zeraisa. You only pay Asar Zehuvim for Mitzvah Zeraisa. So Mela, the Birkas HaTayvu Meitin is a Derabbanon. So Mal Birkas HaTayvu Meitin is a Derabbanon. So Mela, Mal Birkas HaTayvu Meitin is a Derabbanon. So Mela, you don't have to pay Asar Zehuvim Baruch HaTayvu Meitin. The 40 Zehuvim were for the first three blocks of Birkas HaMozein with the Be'er Piyago. As I tie the shach, effective say that's the chabad going on. The Beri Pri Agofen is also there abanan, and for care the bracha kisri adam is there abanan, right? The bracha on kisri adam is there abanan. The shaila is what's on the bracha?
What's
on the bracha? Yeah, no the bracha. So the shaila is so what's poshim shah in the shach? What's mamash poshim shah in the shach? So I saw the bricks of Rome said mamash a geshmak of art. And with this word, you can be mazda be a walk on the Kuf Pechet. He says like this. He says that there are two different types of mitzvah Sarabonim. Two different types of mitzvah Sarabonim. Sometimes you have mitzvah Sarabonim. The Chazal went mitzchiba be'at Saif and they were geyser a mitzvah Sarabonim. The Chazal mitzchiba be'at Saif were geyser a mitzvah Sarabonim. However, you have other mitzvah Sarabonim where the mitzvah is not a mitzvah Sarabonim. The mitzvah is a mitzvah Sarabonim. The Chazal went ahead and they were misakin. How should a person go ahead and be yoy to the mitzvah seidereis? How should a person go ahead and be yoy to the mitzvah seidereis? The name of Dr. Azai, the Rambam says klar that according to the sheetus, the Rambam holds that tefillah is the rice, right? The Rambam holds that tefillah is the rice. The Rambam holds tefillah is the rice. That means the Dr. Rambam in the beginning of the Hoshos tefillah that in Mois Mois Rabbein of Eilach, every person would go ahead and he would say nusach lefit tachas l'shayne. And even though the Rambam holds that when a person goes ahead and he davens for Esrei every single day, he's being mekayim a mitzvah seidereisa. He's being mekayim a mitzvah seidereisa of tefillah. However, the nusach of the brachas, the 19 brachas, the 18, 19 brachas shmona Esrei, those brachas are only a derabbanan dika takana. Chazal were misakin for us how to go ahead and be yoyt to the mitzvah seidereisa. Chazal said, you want to be yoyt to the mitzvah seidereisa tefillah, go ahead and say this nusach. Right? Samargo kume de inshi. right? The Mishavura, the Rishayim, right? The Gemara, that Birkas Hamaz, the first three blocks of Birkas Hamaz are the Raisa. Right? Wasn't it the first three blocks of Birkas Hamaz are the Raisa? The Torah is now Machai of you to say this Nusach. Shad is. The Torah is Machai of you to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Mazai. Virachta, Machalfa, Savota, Rasa, Shavakacha. You have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Mazai. You have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Oretz, for Brit, for Torah, for Yerushalayim, for Beis HaMikdash, and that's the mitzvah Seder Raisa. You want to go ahead and say them less brachas. You want to go, like the Pelim would put it together, Midaraisa Yaisa. You want to go ahead and say it without a bracha klal or klal, you're also Yaisa, right? You want to go ahead and say it without a bracha klal, you're also Yaisa, right? Either on the fact on the Piyat of Tzum Yishalai, that you shouldn't be Yaisa, the mitzvah Seder, Birch Samoz and Daraisa, with the Piyat of Tzum Yishalai, before you go ahead and you actually bench, and that will reduce your Birch Samoz only to a Drabonin. What's the chat? Because on the Daraisa, there's no Chi of the Chal to make rocks. So if Baal says no reasons, but there's no key of Kal Chav make brachas, so how could the Shach Taina that the first three brachas are deraisa? The first brachas also only derabonim. The mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon is the mitzvah deraisa, but the takana of the first three brachas is also only a takana derabonim. Elamai is off there. And the Shach like this, that when Shach says there's a chiluk between the mitzvah deraisa and mitzvah derabonim, what the Shach means is that there's a chiluk between when Chazal were mesaken the correct oifin to go ahead and be Yoytzeh and Mitzvah Daraisa, that on something which Chazal and Mesaken to go ahead and be and to do the Mitzvah Daraisa in this Eifin, so those brachas which are the correct Eifin for doing the Mitzvah Daraisa, for those brachas you pay Asar Zahum. Mash'ekin a bracha, which is Mitchilosei Vat Seifai, a Takana Derabanan, on such a bracha you do not pay Asar Zahum. The Nail is up there as like, what is the Takana Sbirchas Hamot? That the Takanas Birchas Hamazon, which Chazal and Masakin was, to make three brachas ala kais, to make the first three brachas on a kais of Yayin. That's the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, the way Chazal were told us to go ahead and the kind of mitzvah the rice. So Neymar, the Gimel Brachas Rishonis, with the very Priyagothen, that is a key of a deraisa. That's an oifin of had to be Masakin a deraisa. About that, the oifin had nothing to Masakin a deraisa. For those brachas, you go ahead and you pay Asar Zuhuvim. The bracha of Kisei Adam, since the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is a deraisa, the Chazal and Masakin, when you do mitzvahs, you go ahead and do brachas. So that bracha is a chelik of the way a person goes ahead and does a mitzvah deraisa. Birkas HaTayba Meitiv is a takhanan of Neyatma. Birkas HaTayba Meitiv is a mitzvah derabonim. There's a naya mitzvah derabonim. It's Peseach Mubarak. It doesn't show up. There's a mitzvah derabonim. The shaft when a person is Mubarak al Mizainai to go ahead and be the kind of the mitzvah derabonim to say HaTayba Meitiv because of Aruge Beitar. The Chazal and Mesaka takhanan derabonim to make HaTayba Meitiv. The Chazal would never stretch Birkas HaMazon into four brachas. That's why we answer Amen, right? We answer Amen at the Bein of Rachel Yerushalayim. We start the fourth bracha with its own tzicha, Baruch Atah Hashem V'keinim Melech HaOlam, because the pshat is, that's a nayazach, that the fourth bracha, the nayat HaKadosh Rabbanon, is not the oifin of the Mekayin, the mitzvah Seder Raisa. The Melech is also Birkas HaMazon, that's the pshat in the Shach, Pasha pshat. The Shach meant to say, the only Rabbanons which are key with the Raisa, that's what you make. Mashe'en Kain, if you have a Zah, bracha, which is chiyosid at seifa derabonon of a zazach, there is no chiyav to go ahead and pay asar azu. Look at Gofen, the masach alakas, Chazal masach, the response alakas. Well, so the emes is a very interesting viralocha in Siman Kuf Beches. The Gemara says, we're all familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person was benching, the person was benching on Shabbos Yom, he forgot Ritzei Yal V'Yovai. Because he got Ritzei and Yal V'Yovai, so if he was Gomer the Bracha, if he was the Gomer the Bracha, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bein Rachel Yishalayim, at that point, say to Gemara, He's Chayzer L'Rosh. He has to go back L'Rosh to the beginning of what it doesn't say. Zot Rashi, Zot Rambam, L'Rosh means L'Rosh Birch HaSamos. You have to go back to the beginning of Birch HaSamos. If you finish Bein Rachel Yishalayim, right, and you finish the Bracha, you have to go ahead, if the guy would say, if the guy Yal V'Yovai, you go back to the Birch HaSamos and Azoy Patan the Rambam. Fact the Raya that a Shiloh, which the Shiloh is Mamash, a bomb Shiloh. Fact the Raya that he says, Mamash doesn't understand. Everybody knows. If you forget the Yal V'Yovai in Shemin Esrei, what do you do? So you have to go back to Ritzei. Right? What happens if you finish Ibarat Sam Yisrael Bashalim? So if you brought the loyva tachaminim, you went ahead and you said, you're saying elakayin etzar. So if you're saying elakayin etzar, so maybe if you remember the elakayin etzar, you go back to it say. So the chayyur tainet arayvin is the gemara mifureshes that if a person goes ahead and he's proceeding past what the ikar takanas chazal is, and he's holding in tachanunim, which he's going ahead and he's being aimed with neatzvay, those tachanunim can help him schlep his davening vaita, that we can still consider the mensh, that he's the emtah tefillah, and the mele, he never ended the tefillah, so mele, about that, so he can go ahead and go back to retay, he doesn't have to be chayz lelish. So, fact the ravid, if elakayim etzor, which is a minig ba'alma, Tachanunim ba'alma. It's a minig ba'alma. Could keep your shema esrei alive. That you only have to go back to it saying. So l'chayra atayva neitim, which chazal and mesakim to go ahead and say by birchas amozim that zikha should keep the birchas amozim alive. And machlas chayma akushya, the right that says chayz l'roish means l'roish of rachim. Chayz l'roish means l'roish rachim. Doesn't mean the beginning of benching. The right that holds that it's get it say in a chanami go back to the beginning of rachim. Yeah, without the right? Born cash. The cash is mom, the born cash. So there'd be a locha. There'd be a locha. Yeah. You said the block. Yeah, it's not the block. Right, it's not the block. Sorry, it's not the block. Right. Oh, so the shy right, right? So the cash is mom is a born cash. So the locha says the terrace. This is very interesting, the terrace. The locha says that there's a chilik between davening and there's a chilek between davening and birchas hamozim. What's the chilek? He said like this: V'nire d'loydom miklal l'rog loyim tachanunim after tefila. The tachanunim k'tefila arichtadom. Tachanunim is a tefila arichta. Avol kan lekel neir etayvu meitu who kibrocha arichta. The other rabba kan kovale b'nei be'omim. But also nuchal m'seifa brachos u'poska tayva meitu be'bracha. Hey, the soul kibroch me'asil gamen. Very interesting work. He says there's a basic chiluk between tachanunim and tayva meitu. Tachanunim zok there is tefila arichta. What does he mean? Tachanunim says it's tefila arichta. Masha Enkein, Birch Latayva Native is not a bracha, is not a Birch Hamos and a Richter, it's an Indian Achar Bethayasa. And the way we're learning is Taka Very Geschmack. The mitzvah der Raisa of Tefillah according to the Rambam, or the mitzvah der Abodin of Tefillah according to the Ramban, is to go in Mishan in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For a person to be Omer Tachanunim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be about the chetza of the mitzvah of Birch of Tefillah is Tachanunim. So if a person goes ahead and he's Mishanin more than Chazal or Mechayivin is Mishanin to the Psharis, he's adding on to those Tachanunim. He's adding on to the Tachanunim. But since he's Davin, right? The Mishnah says that someone who Davin Tefillah, the first half of Chuyv Davin with 19 brachas with Tayyar Tachanunim. So if then there's a halacha that if a person wants to go Mishanin more, he can go ahead and Mishanin more. But Tainet to be a locha, it's not Pshan and Birch Vatayva Meitim. Don't make a choice. Birch Vatayva Meitim is not a brocha achrichta. It's not that the Chazal or Mitzakin, Machlus Haruge Deitar, to go ahead and be Moisif, fourth Birch Vatayva. The Chazal went ahead and they were Mitzakin, a fourth Birch Vatayva. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is Chazal made a nigh in Mitzvah their Bonon, that after you finish benching, you should go ahead and make a brocha, Machlus Haruge Deitar. That after you finish Birch Vatayva, you finish the Deraita. It's not a chelik of the Deraita. It's not a Rabbanu Dikai Sofa. Ramalshinim was added later on to Shemoneh Esrei. But Ramalshinim Abad is part of Shemoneh Esrei. Pshat is the Chazal, when they added Ramalshinim, they added it as a chelik of the Shemoneh Esrei. As a chelik of the Tefillah. But over here, Chazal Behedi didn't do that. Chazal Behedi Yatayin to Be'alocha, they added it not for Tayyar Shemoneh Esrei. They were stacking Yishan to answer Amen. They were stacking Shemoneh Esrei with Baruch. Mela, when a person is saying about Tayyar Ba'an Meitim, he's taka finished benching. That's what the Be'alocha says. He finished benching already. What's he doing now? He finished the mitzvah of the Raita, he's now being Isaac Michodesh in the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. The Baal is being Isaac Michodesh in the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, so Melo, the Isaac Michodesh, the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, is not enough to want to be a Samozim. So it's talking about Yishmak. Now it's this word, that this Havana, which is Birch Havana, is saying over in Birch Samozim, that the first three brachas of Birch Samozim are the Birch Samozim. And it's the Ishmael and the Kayan the Raisa, and the Birch of the Vista, Khan of the Atmai, the Maisa, that's Bukhari, the basic Yisrael, to be a Locha Tainan, the Mukhan al Yishainim. It's about the Raisa's Kasha, if you think about the Raisa's Kasha, the bomb Kasha, and the Birch saying, Malish, like a Shmaka Teres, the Birch Kasha, the child is the uptight in the Gansa Chepsa of Tayyar Mated. A Tayyar Mated is a Takhan of the Atmai, but doesn't shelter to the Birch of the Mosin.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.